Leo Frank. Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 17. Here is the extracted text from the image. Had him. I could not see the man that was carried on the shoulders of the men very well, but was told that it was Dorsey. There was at this time fully 3,000 men gathered around the courthouse, filling the streets on all sides of the courthouse. I only know Colonel Dorsey by sight. J.H. Cochran makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows that he is a resident of Atlanta, Georgia. He remembers the close of the trial of Leo M. Frank and was present in front of the courthouse in Atlanta, Georgia, on the day that the case closed and on the day that the jury returned the verdict of guilty in said case, that on the day aforesaid, to wit that the jury returned the verdict, Mr. Cochran was standing in front of the courthouse at the time the jury came out of the courthouse to go to dinner, at just about the same time or near that time. And while the jury were in the vicinity of the courthouse, Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey came out of the courthouse and went across the street to the Kaiser Building. Deponent says that at the appearance of Solicitor Dorsey on the street, coming from the courthouse, the crowd in the street, numbering between 500 and 1,000 people, to the best of this deponent's estimate, broke into loud and tumultuous cheering of the solicitor, the jury being at the time near the courthouse and proceeding up Prior Street, and being within sight of this deponent at the time the cheering commenced. And that said cheering lasted the whole time that the Solicitor General was crossing the street and until he had entered the Kaiser Building. This deponent knows that this cheering, which took place in the presence of the jury or in their hearing, and while they were on Prior Street a short distance from the courthouse, was cheering for the solicitor. And he remembers the solicitor's stopping at the entrance of the Kaiser Building and taking off his hat and bowing to the crowd cheering him. Not only were the crowds cheering him, but people in the windows of the Kaiser Building were also cheering and waving their handkerchiefs at the solicitor, all of which was practically in the presence of the jury, at least within their hearing, before they proceeded up Prior Saint. He says that on said day, the jury took dinner at the German Cafe on South Prior Saint, a distance of approximately 150 feet to 200.